AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. At least two people are dead as Tropical Storm Hermine continues to wreak havoc in the southeast. In North Carolina, Terrell County Sheriff Darrell Liverman says an 18-wheeler was tipped over by high winds, killing the driver on a bridge that connects the Outer Banks to the mainland.
The truck struck the railing on the bridge, and actually, as a result of that, the driver was killed.
The other death was Friday in Florida when a homeless man was killed by a falling tree. The storm is also nearing hurricane strength again as it moves east off the North Carolina coast. A record-tying earthquake on the edge of Oklahoma's key energy-producing areas has rattled the Midwest from Nebraska to North Texas and likely will bring new attention to the practice of disposing oil and gas field wastewater deep underground. Oklahoma Corporation Commission spokesman Matt Skinner says the commission is using emergency authority following today's magnitude 5.6 quake.
We are currently contacting operators of disposal oil and gas disposal wells that dispose into the Arbuckle Formation, the state's deepest formation, that they will have to shut in.
Republican Donald Trump is trying to gain some support in the African-American community, which polls suggest strongly favor his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. Visiting Great Faith Ministries International in Detroit today, Trump said he was there for dialogue.
I am here today to listen to your message, and I hope my presence here will also help your voice to reach new audiences in our country. And many of these audiences desperately need your spirit and your thought.
He also said the country needs a civil rights agenda of our time. This is AP Radio News. The musical duo of Hall and Oates are now part of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Daryl Hall says he can barely believe it.
The early days of television, the pioneers of television, they're represented here. People like Phil Silvers and Groucho Marx and Jackie Gleason. These are the people I feel like, wow, I'm part of this, you know? And it's like, wow.
At the ceremony in Los Angeles, John Oates said their recording career started not far away.
You know, we came out here in the mid-70s. We actually came out here in the early 70s, and we were able to actually get our first record contract by auditioning for a guy named Earl McGrath in a little cottage off Santa Monica Boulevard.
Their other hits include Sarah Smile, Man Eater, Rich Girl, She's Gone, and I Can't Go for That. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. I started Madison Reed because I believed women deserve better, better ingredients, better results, and the freedom to color on your terms. Color at home with our permanent hair color kit in less time and for less than a typical salon. It's a salon in a box for rich, dimensional color and 100% gray coverage. Try our 10-minute root touch-up kit for a permanent root refresh, or our hair and brow mascara to cover stray grays on the go. Or visit one of our 95 hair color bars nationwide to let our licensed pros color your hair for you. Join the more than 5 million women who have switched to our award-winning color. Visit madison-reed.com and use code PODCAST20 for 20% off your first order or service. Confident, bold, unstoppable, that's the power of Madison Reed.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.